And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and sware to him concerning that matter. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die, and he called his son Joseph, and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. Then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say unto the woman, The Lord make thee a curse of an oath among thy people, when the Lord doth make thy thigh to rot, and thy belly to swell. And this water that causeth a curse shall go into thy bowels to make thy belly to swell, and thy thigh to rot. And the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. And when he hath made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled, and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her, and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among her people. But Ehud made him a dagger which had two edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh. And Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter. And he went down and dwelt in the top of the rock Etam. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Cry and howl, son of man. For it shall be upon my people, it shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon thy thigh. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with the choice bones. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.